Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many. Wow, day 7 of 2020, Thrive. And interestingly, in the Hebrew, the number 7 means completion and perfection. And I really sense that that's what these broadcasts are all about. The Lord is perfecting us. He wants us this year. He's getting his bride ready. I have been having these reoccurring dreams, frustratingly for me. In fact, I said to my hubby just the other morning, exhaustingly, I am spending through my night and in my dreams, I seem to be constantly getting ready and yet my makeup's not there and I can't get ready and people turn up at the door and I need to go somewhere, but I'm not ready. So I'm laughing to hubby, but saying, what is going on? These dreams are continually reoccurring to me at this time. And only today it clicked and I really sense, yes, I've taken it very personally and I've been coming in humility to the Lord and saying, Lord, show me any areas in my life where I'm not ready. If it means I need to upskill, if it means I need to let go to take hold of something that you would have me to have this year and to let go of something else instead, if it's means that you revealing to me areas of change and anything I need to rearrange, Lord, make me ready. That's been my prayer. Lord, make me ready. Whatever it takes, I want to be ready. I want to be in his perfection, which is only the case as we receive Jesus' perfection for our lives, as we receive all of his grace, his forgiveness. We know there's nothing perfect about you and me, but everything perfect is in Jesus. And the Lord shows us that he covers us. And as Jesus was in this world, so are we. Jesus is pure. He is holy. And that's how powerful the blood of Jesus is to bring perfection to our lives. And then as we know that perfection that Jesus gives to us in his grace, we can be in readiness for the completion of the works that the Lord wants to be releasing through us. I believe that there are great works and the Lord is making his bride, his church, ready. He's making his bride ready for our soon coming groom, for Jesus. He will one day burst through those skies, and while we look forward to that day of his appearing. But for now, he is revealing himself to us, and whatever he reveals and whatever comes to light in our lives that we need to deal with, we must deal with it quickly and speedily, and then we can go on to that completion of what the Lord has for you and me. Because I see this year the Lord has promotions for his children to step up and step into, and that will mean you stepping out, maybe stepping out of a comfort zone. It could be a new job, could be a new house, it could be a new location. Whatever the Lord has for you this year, faith is spelt for you and for me, R-I-S-K. We must be prepared to step up and to step out and to follow Jesus leading all the way, come what may, whatever the price. There is ultimately no sacrifice when we follow Jesus. Where the sacrifice will be is if we miss it and we miss out. And so the Lord doesn't want you holding back through fear and doubt this year. He doesn't want sin taking you out. Jesus has dealt with the sin issue. He's dealt with the fear and with the doubt issue. He's dealt with every negative demon from hell that could ever come against you. So all you need to do is take God at his word, saturate your life with his word this year, and let everything in your life be established through his word, and then step up and step out into those great works that the Lord has prepared for you, the Bible says, since before the foundation of the earth. He has great works, he has great plans, he has great purposes for you, and part of that is his perfection in our lives. allowing the Lord to bring to light that which he needs to, and then his completion will come about in our lives. He will complete his amazing works through us. But we have to be in it to win it. You have to go for that job opportunity. You have to be prepared to upscale where you need to. You have to be prepared to step up and step out. You've got to be in it to win it and allow the Lord to open the right doors from there for you. Trust him with it all, and then to close the doors, because anything that the Lord doesn't want for you, my prayer is I don't want to go through, and I don't want to be wasting time this year. I really sense time is of the essence. And as I was speaking about that word reset, I believe this is a year of reset and of the Lord setting his kingdom kids up for their greatest win as we surrender to him. As we receive from him, we believe in him, we are going to see great and mighty works and wonders come to our lives and release through our lives, all through him this year. And in that reset, and the word rest the Lord showed me was in the word reset. What I saw within that is, I thought initially it was for others. I thought it was for somebody who's very dear to my heart. I was praying for one day, and that's the word that came to me. I thought it was initially for an individual that I love dearly, and I continued with the word personally for them and passed that on. Then the Lord showed me very rapidly that it was for governments and nations increasingly that we would see that reset happening, and for his children to know his rest in the reset. Whatever we see coming upon this world, we are to find rest in the reset. Ultimately, the world will get darker and darker, but the Lord promises us that for the children of God, our lives and the light of his presence is going to shine brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Ultimately, the kingdoms of this world, all the nations of this world, Revelation tells us, are becoming the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Everything is coming now within his grand finale, within his ultimate and perfect plan. Let's trust him with his perfection, no matter how it looks. Let's trust him with his completion. He who has begun a good work, he will be faithful to complete it. And as the Lord showed me, there would be a reset in nations and in governments and in leadership on the earth. We'll see it in churches. The Lord loves people so much. God wants to set people up for a win. Promotion comes from him, the Bible tells us. And he gives everyone the opportunity to come to him, to follow his ways. He's calling nations to him in these days. But if we keep pushing God away, then we are left to our own resources, to our own choices. And I'm praying for the boundaries of God's blessing to be firmly around, certainly my nation. I'm sure that's your prayer too, wherever you're praying from. I pray praying for America. I'm praying for the nations at this time because they are so fragile, and we need the boundaries of God's blessings around our nations. And they come by us calling on the Lord, by us returning to his ways. And in this reset time, God isn't about removing people, but there is a changing of the guard. And what the Lord has shown me over this past year is if people's hearts, God ultimately wants to change hearts first, but if hearts won't change, there is a removing of the guard. But by whatever means, there is that changing of the guard. Either hearts change or the guards themselves will change. So let's really be praying. That's why we're called to pray for leaders. It's not the Lord's will that any would be misplaced, taken out of position, but that all would be positioned in him. So let's be praying for leaders this year. Let's be within that reset we see taking place, finding his rest. But what I thought the reset word was just for others and for nations and to rest in the reset, it turns out the Lord increasingly showed me it was very much about me. And I believe you can take this personally too, as the Lord was showing me where I'm not resting and where I needed deliverance and delivering from still stressing in certain areas. And I'm sensing a very deep reset in my life. If the Lord has called you to tune in here, that's because I sense the Lord wants to do the same work in you too. During a time of praying and fasting, it really shows how much we pander to our flesh. And I know many have been praying and fasting over 21 days in January, whether it's social media or you're fasting food, you're fasting a meal a day, you're fully fasting. What I have realized during this season of fasting is how much we pander to the flesh. We feed it, we water it, we dress it, we do all we can to appease it and bring ease to it. We exercise it like a loving dog, and I can hear my loving little dog in the background behind me. We want to, you know, those, I take my dog out for a walk, the kids will laugh when they hear that. It's a rarity. It's often David or the kids in confession there. But we walk our dogs lovingly to keep them strong. We exercise them. Well, we do that with our flesh, don't we? We're down that gym. It's all go whenever it comes to self. And what the Lord showed me is there's often no limits we won't go to for our flesh that we can't save, that will one day fail and fade away, just like all of the things in this world that we crave for so much. They're going to fail and fade away, but the kingdom of our God will last forever. We want to be those who are seeking after our King and his kingdom, his righteousness, and everything that we have need of in this world will just be added to us, but we are not going to be conforming and seeing the stuff, the fear and everything increasing in this world. That's not going to be our norming. We're not conforming to that. We're of the kingdom of God, where we're going to be living in his freedom. We're going to be living in his dominion. We're going to take dominion. We're going to live in his authority and power wherever we go. We're going to live in his peace. That's what the Lord has for each and every one of us. So what the Lord showed me, though, is we put so much emphasis on our flesh lives and on the things of this world that will fail and fade away, but yet the soul and the spirit that lasts forever, we give very little attention to. Now, when my flesh screams, there's been a transition. My spirit and soul are screaming louder. We are drowning the spirit and the soul during a time of fasting. It's drowning out the flesh and all of its cravings, all of its desires, all of its leanings, until we come to that place we say, I just want Jesus. I just want your will desperately and completely. I find myself praying when my flesh started screaming. My spirit and the soul, which is your emotions, your mind, your will, was drowning out my flesh and my emotions that for what it wanted, because my spirit was crying out. My soul and my flesh was yielding to the Spirit of God increasingly and dying. Paul said that he dies daily. We must die to our flesh desires and cravings, which will take us away from all that the Spirit of God has for us today, because that's the ultimate best and the blessed best for our lives. The Lord reminded me that as I just want to please my Father, as the flesh dies, that's where we enter into his resurrection life. And what the Lord was showing me, just as I was getting ready this morning, actually, and I opened up the curtains in our bedroom and I was about to go and make our bed, and I had this niggle thought come to me. I'm going to be vulnerable with you here. And in fact, as I opened the curtains in this year of light, where the Lord is in Hebrew, we know the year number 5 in Hebrew means light, it's window. And literally, but I'm just realizing that's why I'm stuttering here. Wow, that as I was literally opening the curtains, the Lord spoke to me. As we've been speaking about, and the Lord showed me rest was in the word reset. I had this niggle, and my niggle thought was, before I went to make the bed, oh, why doesn't David ever think to make the bed? just a bizarre thought out there. Now, it cuts both ways. I know he probably has these niggle thoughts of me plenty of times in the kitchen where, why doesn't she just clear away her coffee cup she's just had and put it in the, put away what she's taken out? I hear that from my hubby many's a time. So I know, yeah, both ways here. But confession time. I had this niggle. He doesn't know yet. He does listen into Mama of Many's, all of them. He's such a good hubby, hey? He's my covering. And so he's going to find out. But as I had that niggle thought, I sensed the Lord speak to me. And what came to me is very strongly was the word reset is in the word resent. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? I checked, and sure enough, that was right. The word resent is in the word reset. What are you resenting? I'm using a really silly illustration, but I very quickly, as I was making the beds that could have been resentingly, very speedily repented of that. I'm sorry, Lord. And carried on and began praising the Lord that I have a bed to make. Thank you, Jesus. There was, as I allowed the Lord, I brought that in just the little things, and then these can relate to the big things in our lives, some of the big things that maybe we just don't feel we can ever share with others. But as we bring all those resentments to the Lord, offense is a choice. I will choose not to be offended. That is a motto that I live by in my life. I've learned to shake things off very quickly, bring them to Jesus and to go free. And I pray by his grace that will be the case continually and increasingly. But as I had that little niggling thought and as I gave it to the Lord, I sensed that the Lord show me that can be his children so often, that these resentments, that the Lord wants us to find his reset. And as we give all of the resentment to him, then the Lord is going to reset. Just like I reset my bed. I remade my bed this morning. The Lord also reset my heart. And I have learnt that in that moment, to let go of resentments really quickly, really speedily, could be hurts from the past. Do you know, the last 5 years or so have been so fracturing for many people since COVID and all the divisions that came in with that and that spirit of fear. We need to root out, pull down and destroy all of the devil's authority. I determined through that season I would owe no one anything but love. And I, whatever the opinions were out there, I was leaning into what the Lord would have to say for me to do. And increasingly, whatever has gone on in the past, whatever maybe has fractured, whatever relationship maybe needs to be brought back into right alignment, I sense the Lord saying that by this word today, as we take heed, the Lord is going to resend you. You are going to be resent. In that word, resent, when we lay it down at the feet of Jesus, then Jesus is getting ready for you to be resent. That's the same word. It's spelt the same way. You can either have resentment in your life, you can resent, or you can allow the Lord to deal with it and be resent. Resent to make that bed with praise and with a thankful heart. Resent into our world. Resent into that broken, fractured relationship to bring the wholeness of Jesus, to bring the words of life, the resurrection life of Jesus to it. God is resending his children today, and he is taking us out of resentment and he's sending us resent his way, his terms, in his power and in his might. So that's just a funny, it's just a silly little thing. But if as we apply, as we are faithful with the little and as we deal with the little, then that is going to be how the Lord is making us ready. The Lord is perfecting us. And then the Lord will be able to be completing in us the great work he's begun in us, and will release those great works through us. The Lord reminded me of the scripture. And before I share that, a key, by the way, to longevity, a key to living faithfully and fully and freely is forgiveness. Whatever any wrong anyone has done to you, forgive. 77 times 7, Jesus said, and then you go free. Bitterness is like drinking the rat poison and hoping that somebody else dies. It doesn't work that way. The Lord wants you free at this time. And forgiveness will bring longevity. Forgiveness is one of the great keys to long and happy and fruitful marriages. Believe you me. For this girl who used to say, I remember saying when we'd been married less than a year and I was preaching in our home church and saying, oh, about my husband, he's the male version of Mary Poppins, practically perfect. He's a practical person too. We actually call him Practical Dave in the family. Practically perfect in every way. Well, 25 years on, and thank God for the perfection that he brings to our imperfections. Thank God that he completes, and thank God that as we obey, that it takes forgiveness, and it's going to take forgiveness in relationships. It's going to take us forgiving ourselves sometimes, and it's going to take us living a lifestyle of forgiveness for us to live free and for us to not strive, not survive, but to fully thrive in 2025. God is setting the reset right now, and he wants you to find rest in the reset. And we find rest by obeying straight away. When the Lord brings light into our lives, deal with it. Deal with it quickly. Now, looking at this scripture, the Lord reminded me where Jesus told us not to fear. Literally, I felt the Lord speak to me and say to me that don't fear, Christine, those who can destroy the body, the flesh. Fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Now, I know that's in the Bible. And I thought, oh, when the Lord spoke to me about that around the time of us pandering to flesh, etc., I thought I must look that scripture up. Well, it was a double hit for me that day because my daily reading was that scripture. And I'm going to read it to you here and wrap this up today with what I sense the Lord wants to say to set us up this year. Matthew 10, 26 to 29, but don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed. We're in this year of God revealing, of light, the window. And all that is secret will be made known to all. So let's live transparent lives. Let's deal with the sin issue Jesus has dealt with quickly, speedily, move on, strong. And it says, what I tell you now in the darkness, shout abroad when daybreak comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Well, when the Lord whispered in my ear that reset is in the word resent. And as we deal with anything that would bring resentment to us, as we deal with it, we're going to know God's ultimate rest. So he wants to deal with resentments. He wants to bring those to light. He wants to deal with those niggles. He wants you going clean and in the small things and the big things. And then you're going to be strong. For it says, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. A strong word. We're always pandering to our flesh. We're always pandering to our emotions, what people will think. Well, this year, God doesn't want us worrying any longer about and pandering to our flesh, to our soulish realm, to our emotions, to self, me, me, me. He wants us to be spirit-led. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And he wants increasingly for the flesh life to be drowned out by the Spirit, that this the flesh and its screaming will be drowned out by the life of the Spirit in us. The flesh, when it's drowned out, we will be like Paul. I will die daily, and then I will rise in the life of your Spirit continually. And then I'm going to know the fullness of your glory released through me. How beautiful is that? Jesus would say in closing, what is the price of two sparrows? Verse 29, just a coin. But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. Be about pleasing him, not appeasing others. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. He knows all your concerns. He knows all your heartaches, worries and fears. He knows all your insecurities. Bring them to him. So don't be afraid. You're more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly on earth, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But anyone who denies me, Jesus says, he will deny before his Father. We want to be those nowhere to hide in 2025. We're going to live transparent lives to please him, not to please others. Let's be about pleasing him in all things. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today. Let your light shine bright in our lives. Lord, I thank you that you are the one we are resent today. We are resent free. You are taking all resentment, all sin, all strife, all struggling, all niggling, all offense from us. We bring it to the cross, asking right now for the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, and that we will rise now. We will no longer strive, but we will go fully forward, full steam ahead into 2020, thrive in your spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.